A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Nunches, Yevamos 58b, pagination is 116. Towards the bottom, Nisarmalu o Niskarshu, three lines from the bottom, a quote from the previous Mishnah, which we will elaborate on. In order to appreciate the quote, let's go back to the Mishnah that's being quoted. Yevamos Nunvav Amud Beis, Yevamos 56b, pagination 112, where the Mishnah is describing a woman who was the daughter of a Kohen and is marrying a Kohen. In theory, she should be the perfect person to be eating teruma, whether it's because of her father's house or because once she enters her husband's house, she'll be eating because of him. Both families are Kohanim. The challenge that's being presented here is that this woman is forbidden to the Kohen whom she is marrying. Says the Mishnah, an example, Almana l'Kohen Gadol. The woman is a widow, and she's marrying the Kohen Gadol, who's forbidden to marry a widow. Gerusha v'chalutza l'Kohen Hedyot. A divorced woman, or a woman who had chalitza, to a Kohen Hedyot, who's forbidden to marry such a woman. And the problem, therefore, is that at the moment that the Kohen lives with her, she's going to have the status of a defiled relationship, a chalala, and she will no longer be able to eat teruma. The Tana Kama holds that even though min ha'erusin, they did not yet live together, this is strictly an act of kiddushin. He gave her a ring. He didn't live with her yet. Lo yochlu batruma, she's already considered violated. She's already a chalala. She already entered a forbidden relationship because mishtameres labia psula, Rashi says. Because she's on standby for an intimacy that's forbidden. She's an almana, she's a widow, and she's mikudeshes to a Kohen Gadol. She's a grusha v'chalutza, and she's mikudeshes to a Kohen Hedyot. That's a forbidden relationship. If that relationship follows its course, she will become a chalala. Says the Tana Kama, even now, while she's still considered the daughter of a Kohen, all they did was kiddushin. She should still be able to eat. She hasn't left her father's house yet. She doesn't live with the Kohen yet. Lo yochlu batruma, it's already forbidden for her because she's on standby for a forbidden intimacy. She's already forbidden to eat teruma. The Mishnah concludes, Nisarmalu o Niskarshu, if this woman now becomes a widow from the Kohen, or is divorced from the Kohen, min ha'nesuim, if they had already consummated the marriage and she got married to him, then psula, she would be forbidden to eat teruma, because she was truly defiled, min ha'erusin kisheros. But if all that happened is as was described in the beginning of the Mishnah, only from Kiddushin, then indeed at the time that she was on standby for a forbidden intimacy, she was forbidden to eat teruma, according to the Tana Kama. But now that what emerged is that bia, that act of intimacy, never materialized, because now she's divorced or her husband died, kisheros, she gets restored to the original status that she could eat teruma because of her father's house of Kohanim. The concept that's illustrated in this Mishnah, which our Gemara will springboard from, is that it seems from the end of the Mishnah that if all that was done was erusin, she's not in to her husband's family. And therefore, in the case of the Mishnah, it's to her benefit, she's not considered violated. But that's the principle. If it was only an erusin, only the ring done, ring given, but not actual nesuin, wasn't actually taken into the husband's home as a wife, then she's not yet in. Let's see our Gemara, Nun Ches Amid Beis. Bo Aminei Rab Chia Bar Yosef Mishmuel. The question was posed. Kohen Gadol Shekidush Es Haktana Ubagra Tachtov Mahu. A Kohen Gadol was Mekadish, a young girl. This girl fit the parameters of the age bracket that the Kohen Gadol is supposed to marry. But Ubagra Tachtov, and while she was Mekudeshes to him, waiting for him to do Nesuin, to consummate the marriage and bring her to his home, she became too old for the Kohen Gadol to be marrying according to the halachas of a Kohen Gadol. Mahu, what's the halacha? Bosa Nesuin Azlinon, do we follow the Nesuin when he actually takes her into his home? And he didn't do that in time. She's already too old now. O Bosar Erusin Azlinon, or do we follow the time of the Kiddushin? And the time of the Kiddushin, she was still the right age for a Kohen Gadol to marry. And therefore now, she's already in. Amalei, he answered, Tin Yeshua. We just learned it in the Mishnah. Nisarmulu oniskarshu mina nesuin psulos. If the woman, in the case of our Mishnah, who came from a Kohen family and was marrying into a Kohen family, but a forbidden relationship, the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Hedyot, was not supposed to marry her. And now, before Nisuin happened, the husband divorced her or died. And the Mishnah told us, Mino Erusin Kisheros. If all that was done was Kiddushin, then she never made it in to the Kohen's house and its forbidden relationship. She was only Mikudeshes. She was on standby, and it never materialized. And what you see from here is that if she never entered the house, if you never did Nesuin, it's not enough to be considered in the house. In the case of the Mishnah, it helps us, it helps her, that she's not been violated. But the point is, she isn't in the Kohen's house, the husband's house. In our case, the example is actually going to work to the detriment. They're trying to get married, and by telling her that Erusin alone does not bring you into the Kohen's house, is going to mean that they're not going to be able to get married because they missed their chance. She's already too old. The Gemara says that that doesn't answer the question. Omar le, l'shavye chalala lo kami boile debiya hi demishavye chalala. I understood that what's going to make her violated is an act of biya, an act of intimacy. And that explains our Mishnah very easily, that if the biya never happened, she's never been violated. This has nothing to do with whether she's in or not in. It has to do with whether she was violated or not, and she was never violated because the Nesuin taking her into his home never happened. Kikomi boile, the essence of my question, that a young girl becomes too old for the Kohen Gadol after he did a good Kiddushin, but he didn't do the Nesuin in time? V'hu isha b'vesuleha yikach. He has to take a woman of a certain age, and he has to take her. Mai, what does that mean? Kicha de Kiddushin ba'inon, did it mean take her, as in a legal sense, like we find in the beginning of Maseches Kiddushin, kicho kicho misdei Ephron, it's an act of Kiddushin, you've acquired her as your wife, she can no longer get married to anybody else. O kicho de nesuin bo'inon, or does it mean kicho that you've taken her into your home, and that has not been fulfilled? And when the Pasuk in Parshas Emor tells us that the Kohen Gadol has to take a woman of the right age, does it mean take her as in Kiddushin or take her as in Nesuin? Amalei, he answered, Hainami tin Yeshua. That I can also respond to. because there's a statement that says, Iris esu'almana, if a Kohen does Kiddushin on a widowed woman, which is permitted, a regular Kohen is allowed to marry a widow. He's only restricted from marrying a divorced woman. V'nismana liyos Kohen Gadol. And now he was appointed to become Kohen Gadol. Yikes! He's got this woman that he wants to marry. Had he remained a Kohen Hedyot, he could have married her. What's the halacha now that he's been appointed to be a Kohen Gadol, and a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an almana? The halacha is yichnos. He's allowed to do the nesuin, even though he's now a Kohen Gadol. Clearly, the fact that he fulfilled the pasuk, v'hu isha b'vesuleha yikach, I say he didn't fulfill it, but he did not violate it, because at the time of the kicha, he wasn't a Kohen Gadol. So as long as there's no erusin violation, as long as the Kohen Gadol is not doing a kiddushin that's a violation, we're fine. And over here also, the woman became older after the kiddushin, so doing nesuin with her is not a violation of hu isha b'vesuleha yikach, because he's not doing the kiddushin at an improper age. And therefore, the Gemara is trying to be poshet to say that all is well, and he could marry her even though she's gotten older in the interim. The Gemara says, shiny hasam, that's not true, dechsiv yikach isha. The only reason he's allowed to take her is because there's a special ribuy in the pasuk, an inclusion that says that you could take a wife, which is extra words, and it comes to include an unusual case, and we learn that this is the case that we're coming to include, the case of Almana, and then he became a Kohen Gadol. Asks the Gemara, Hachanamik Sevisha, so why can't you include this case as well, where he married her when she was the right age and she became older? And the Gemara answers, Achas Veloshtayim. From one ribuy, from one inclusion, you could only include one unusual case, and that case is going to be the widow, and then he became a Kohen Gadol. Asks the Gemara, Umar Rois, how do you know that this is the one to include from the inclusion, and not the case of the girl who became older? And the Gemara answers, Ha'ishtani Gufa, it's less logical to include a case where the woman actually changed. That's not a fulfillment of the ribuy that says, Yikach Isha, you could take the woman. No, because over there the woman changed. She became older. She no longer qualifies. In issues that are very Kohen Gadol sensitive, she changed. V'ha lo ishtani gufa. But in the other case, it makes sense to include her. Yikach Isha, take the woman. Because she didn't change. She was a widow before, she's a widow after. Nothing changed. It's the man that became a Kohen Gadol in between. And therefore, Yikach Isha comes to include that case, and he may do nesuin with that woman, even though, had he tried to do the Kiddushin when he was a Kohen Gadol, it would be wrong. But he did the Kiddushin before, and therefore, it's included and accepted. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.